Hello, everybody. Welcome to the motherfucking goddamn motherfucking secular motherfucking. Welcome to the Secular Atheist Podcast. Today we have bullshit as usual. Now, if you've never smelled bullshit, you don't understand how worse it is than the other varieties of shit. Like, if a human took a shit in the room, you would immediately identify it as human shit. You'd be like, that is not a dog. A human shit there, you would know, because we shit those shits. But bullshit is worse than, no. Horse shit is at the top. This is horse shit. I have some horse shit for you today, and it's fucking terrible. The first one is called, This Is Why Evolution Is Wrong. Now, I always go in here with a fucking open mind, and then they always fucking bullshit me. The next video is The Colossal Problem with UBI. Now, that one, they may actually got some leeway, you know. There hasn't been hundreds and hundreds of years of fucking, well, hundreds and hundreds. There hasn't been years and years, about a fucking century worth of fucking research on under UBI. But there's been a century and a half worth of work for evolution. You think these people is just chilling for 150 years, right? That's what they view, I believe. But these videos are I think we should get started on why evolution is wrong, because that one's pretty simple to beat. So let's check it out. Come on, tell me why, man. I want to know. I believe I deserve the right to know, right? And if you lie to me, I'll just be disappointed as usual.
The origin of life is a much debated topic. Some have...
In the scientific community, it is not. Well, I'm sorry. The origin of life. We've already fucked up. You said literally like three, the origin of life. This motherfucker said three or four or five words out of his mouth, and he's wrong in those three or four words. You just started. Oh, first of all, evolution has nothing to do with the origin of life. It's talking about the diversity of life. We've already fucked up.
Some have dedicated their lives to finding an answer. Others write the question off as unanswerable. Just what is the probability of life occurring spontaneously from non-life with the ability to reproduce? We should remember that just because...
I'll say, okay, so this is why abiogenesis is wrong. That's what they meant to put. They were looking for abiogenesis. Yeah, because the diversity of life. He said that. He actually said the second part of what evolution is and the second part of what he was talking about. The diversity of life. That's what evolution is. That has nothing to do with its origin. Its origin would be abiogenesis. That's the study of the origin of life, going from non-living to living. That's abiogenesis. That's the study of that. We are talking about evolution. So why do people look different than each other? Why do animals, why is everything fucking different? Why aren't we all just one thing and we all just one group, right? That's what you expect if there were like alien gods and shit.
Just because something exists does not mean the probability of the event is 100%, as the event may have been the result of a willful intervention.
Prove it. Come on, prove it.
It has become abundantly clear that the Earth is the only place where life exists in our solar system. All of the other...
in this solar system, he may be correct. But this dude is amazing because he can see better than our telescopes. He can see in every part of the whole fucking solar system. He can see, he can do better. He knows that there ain't no life out there. In fact, he's wrong because I accidentally shot a tardigrade up there. So he's wrong. So there's some life up there. It just ain't supposed to be, I would imagine.
Other planetary bodies have been explored to one extent or another without revealing the existence of any organic tissue.
What?
Well, how many planets might be out there in the Milky Way and the galaxies beyond? Can we expect that somewhere else life has spontaneously developed and is flourishing?
There's a good chance of that, yeah. I mean, out of the vastness of vastness, I get they're trying to use the chance argument, but using the chance argument is a terrible argument to use because chance on an infinite spectrum is going to happen. And it'll happen repeatedly because it's an infinite spectrum, but we don't know if we have infinite. I believe what it is our universe is finite and we're early life. What's going to happen is when things spread out and things start to fade out, things will cool down a little bit, just enough to where a Cambrian explosion of life will happen in space. This is what I believe. This is my hypothesis. Yeah, this is the Josh hypothesis.
What is the probability of finding life outside of the Earth? Traditionally, people under the influence.
I don't know what's the probability. Have you found another form of life out there so you can even calculate the odds? Oh no, right? There's only one. How do you calculate from one? You don't.
Of
you can't.
religion have viewed life on Earth as the product of a deliberate and planned creation. Others explain the presence of life through a slow process of development or evolution, which presently seems to be the most accepted point of view. Well, how do mathematicians assess the probability of the origin of life?
Why the hell are you asking mathematicians about the origin of life? Like, mathematicians, really? It doesn't click with me. I think you should talk to like biologists and stuff like that and all that. Sorry if you hear somebody yelling in the background. I live with a crazy person, so it's very possible that they're yelling in the background. Anyway, let's let them continue.
Probability is a field of mathematics that assesses the likelihood of an event occurring. Given enough information, all of the possible outcomes or arrangements of a situation can be determined. Mathematicians can therefore predict with considerable accuracy the possibility of an event occurring. When probability is used correctly, it can accurately project the likelihood of election results, life expectancy of a population, likelihood of one purchasing a certain item. Let me give a simple example of probability. If you had a single die, the likelihood of rolling a 1 is 1 out of 6, as there is one desired result out of a total of 6 results. If you had a 10-sided die, the likelihood of rolling a 1 is 1 out of 10. In order to show this, we can first express the chances in a different way. 1 out of 100 would be 1 over 10 raised to the power of 2, because there are 2 zeros. 1 out of a million, 1 over 10 to the power of 6. In mathematics, if the chances of something occurring are less than 1 over 10 to the power of 50, we generally say the chances of that event are nil. That is, it will not occur.
Okay, so the chances of of life being intelligently designed is 10 to the power of 50. Yeah, dude. There's no, especially if we take it beyond life and we say the universe being designed, the chances are 10 to the power of 50. Like, it's way out there, dude. Anyway, I'm going to skip this one because crazy person yelling in the background. I'm going to put the next video, and we're going to make this a short one. The next video is, okay, let's see. This one's going to be a little bit more crazy, if you ask me. Maybe not. I might even learn something. Hey, maybe I'll leave this and be anti-UBI. Maybe I won't, if you don't know what UBI is, it's universal basic income. But maybe I'll be anti-universal basic income after seeing this, because it says the colossal problem with UBI. You know what colossal means. It means giant problem, you know, so maybe it's a big glaring problem. Let's see. Let's hope they're correct. Or actually, let's hope they're wrong. Oh, it sounds so beautiful.
For a long time, I was a fan of universal basic income. And the logic I had was that, you know, I always hear politicians talking about Let's create jobs for people. That's what we need, is jobs, more jobs, and as if that's what's going to solve the economic problem. So the government is supposed to lend money to a bank who can then lend money to a corporation who will then build a factory in order for people to have jobs.
Yeah, and you don't, I hope you see something wrong with that, because that's kind of the problem right now. You know, would it be a better thing to do? Maybe if the government just didn't give the fucking money to the bank. Maybe if the government held the money, it was like, let's start a program to help people fucking pick up trash in Chicago. And I don't mean like, you know, chuds walking around trash. We just throw them in a fucking cheese grater. I mean like, you know, the fucking idiocracy piles of trash, you know, literal trash, you know. And we separate and recycle it and whatnot. These are jobs, and this is stuff that must be done. But nobody wants to pay for people to do the stuff, which is the problem. That's the problem we're dealing with.
Do we really need more jobs?
Yeah.
In California, they're tearing down houses as we speak, because the houses are in foreclosure and they want to keep market values high.
Well, you got to thank you, Donald, for that. Well, they fucked that whole housing thing up. And then y'all elected him right after he fucked the whole housing thing up. I don't know what the fuck was going on, what's wrong with Americans, but we need history books. We need to record history. Right now needs to be recorded as is. So when people see that shit, they go, oh, motherfuckers was crazy.
U.S. Department of Agriculture burns food every week in order to keep the prices of that food high, even though there's people who are starving and people who need homes. We can't just let people have those homes. Why? Because they don't have jobs. So now we're supposed to create jobs for people to make useless stuff for other people to buy, plastic crap that we're going to throw away or stick in storage units or end up in landfill.
Okay, so he's going perfect. He's doing really good right now, right? Now, I'm guessing halfway into this, there's going to be a curveball. And not only that, that curveball is going to be fucking like, it's going to look like John Witherspoon's eye when he twitches it. It's not going to be acting right, you know. And then it's just going to go, it's going to stop midair, fucking take a fucking 90 degree turn and fucking go in the wrong direction. Watch, it's just, this whole thing's going to go fucking wrong, I guarantee.
Bill, just so those people can have jobs so that we can justify letting them participate in the abundance. And that's kind of ass backwards. So I thought, well, shoot, rather than creating useless jobs, what if we just let people have the stuff that's in abundance? Just let people have the houses. What's the problem with this? And UBI kind of goes along that lines of, well, if we have more than enough stuff, if we don't need everybody.
I got to correct that right there, because UBI and having homes for everyone is two totally different things. Now, this is what I'm scared of. What eventually is going to happen is America may realize, like, we can't do this shit. We got to implement at least a little bit of UBI. And when they release their UBI, they're going to be like, well, you can buy your own home now. I know we took away your Social Security, health care, benefits, anything that goes along those lines, but you got this much money a month now, and you can buy your home and do what you were doing before. You know, so essentially they're going to use UBI to fuck the American people instead of doing both, giving you a home and UBI, and then the money you actually spend goes towards needs, you know. Instead of just the one important need that most people, you know, have a fucking hard time dealing with, housing. You know, housing should just automatically be like, that's a non-brainer. Like, we should have at least a minimum basic level of housing for people. We don't have that. The basic housing for people is you go lay in the grass and then the police come up and come bother you and make you leave. That's the basic housing you have right now.
Buddy working all the time, then why don't we just let people have income, or at least go to a 4-day work week, or a 3-day work week, or a 2-day work week? Or you, if work is the thing that's scarce, then why don't we meet that out and say, okay, we've got these 10 days that you're allowed to work this year, so come on to the farm and do that.
Bullshit. bullshit. So now he's taking the turn. Now he didn't do the turn real fast. He's slowly taking that turn because now he is fucking up. It isn't just a free for all, dude. you know, if you give UBI, it's going to take away a lot of extra shit, like healthcare shit and stuff like that. But the thing is, we have other systems that are fucked, you know, that are actually, I don't know if it'll take away healthcare, but and I know it'll take away like the social safety net. And that's the whole idea of them giving you cash and taking away the social safety net and saying, here, you now you get to choose, which is more free. That is true. That's true. That's more free. But I highly doubt that they're going to just that people are going to be like, well, yeah, man, I got UBI now. Instead of, you know, getting a home, I'm going to stock up on Kit Kats. I'm going to stack as many Kit Kats. You know what? I'm going to build a home out of Kit Kats. And people going to walk past, and they're going to break a piece off every day. And he ain't going to have no home eventually because they're going to keep breaking off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. And he's going to be fucked, you know. But I look at it, and then it really when it all comes together, when you look at it, it doesn't make much sense. And this is I'm talking about the anti-UBI shit. Like, you would think that we would already have some form of UBI, something. But I guess we kind of do. We have a somewhat of a social safety net that forgets a lot of people and makes people who are actually disabled work for years to get involved in the fucking social safety net. But it just depends on the person. It really does.
Do that work, and then, you know, you'll have to find something else for you to do the rest of the time. But in reality, it's not like that. If we were really that efficient, then we wouldn't be destroying the planet with pollution. You know, what we've done is found ways of making stuff and doing things that require very little labor, but externalize a host of other problems to a whole lot of other places. So
yeah, this dude, the shit, oof, give him some milk of magnesia because he's full of it. Anyway, the fucking, that was so bad. I almost forgot for a split second. Let's go back a little. Let's give him a little.
Of other problems to a whole lot of other places. So.
Oh, shit. There we go.
To work this year. So come on to the farm and do that work. And then, you know, you'll have to find something else for you to do the rest of the time.
And, you know, that part, that's what they truly fear, because they have nothing. They have nothing. They don't have nothing else to do. What else are they going to do? You know, I'm going to move to the next plight. That's what I would do. You know, they're saying all this shit. But what we have right now, what he said in the beginning, we're ending where we give the money to the corporations. That's where the chain ends. And eventually loops back around, and the money goes back, ends up back in their hand, and it loops back around. That's how it's supposed to be. And rich people are setting themselves up somewhere in this cycle, and they're skimming a shit ton off the top, you know. But what he just said, it goes with what he said earlier. What he said earlier is we give this money to the corporations. Yeah, if we end up leaving the money with the corporations, they don't really give a fuck. If you notice, like, look at the environment, look at the shit going on, if they gave a fuck, they would have campaigns to be trying to fix this shit, and a lot of them kind of sort of do, but they got campaigns about shit that has nothing to do with what they're actually doing, the shit that they caused, you know. They're not trying to actively fix their own bullshit, and these corporations, they have the power to stop a lot of bullshit, forest fires, anything, really, a lot of shit. You know, they have to act. Walmart can do almost fucking anything. You know how rich these people are? But they're not going to do anything. They find the world perfectly fine as it is. This world is what let them get rich in the first place. So why would they want to do anything to fix this world? They never cared to fix it in the first place. They just somehow got up there. Whether albeit luck, hard work, or a combination of both, it doesn't change anything.
But in reality, it's not like that. If we were really that efficient, then we wouldn't be destroying the planet with pollution. You know, what we've done is found ways of making stuff and doing things that require very little labor, but externalize a host of other problems to a whole lot of other places. So,
okay, I'm just going to say, this nigga don't work. This nigga don't work. If he just said that, this motherfucker don't work. He ain't never worked in a factory in his goddamn life. He said very little labor. Dog. You ain't never worked in a factory, have you? Very little labor. Oh, that just hits my soul, nigga. I shake when I feel that shit. Very little labor, my ass, nigga. Maybe if we put some machines in there, we could say that. But right now, you know, I should have expected this. I really should have. It's just, this is damn near the last video. Different subject.
So, you know, we could 3D print or something. But the 3D, where do you get the plastic goop for your 3D printer? What mine in Africa is it coming out of? And what topsoil is it destroying?
So, yeah, this dude, fucking idiot. That's what we like to call those. They come out of labs. Did you know that? You think plastic comes out the ground? Maybe a few components, but it's not coming from fucking China. And then one grain of sand is coming from fucking Nigeria. And all this fucking shit is trying to reach the fucking lab. And then just so they could cook it together. And then they're like, now that sticks together. We're going to use that as the box. No, motherfucker, that's not what's taking place. These are chemicals. I watch a lot of fucking, I would suggest watching this Nile Red or Nile Blue. It's chemistry videos. I fall asleep. They're actually very great. Watching that's how they make plastic and nylon and all that. It's not just some magical ingredient where you got to get all the fucking Horcruxes together and fucking the 9 pieces of 8, throw it in a thing and set it on fire, dude. You do realize there's like actual fucking science going on there. Like they take acids and they have to melt certain bullshit off and they have to put new shit. I'm not going to watch Nile Red if you want to understand that kind of shit. That's not my expertise, nor am I an expert.
Destroying, you know, when we're going to run out of topsoil in 60 years, it means that we're not actually using the appropriate labor-intensive permaculture solutions and agriculture and all that. So first off, that whole idea.
So what I said earlier, the government, instead of giving money to these corporations, could use this money in programs and just work programs for American citizens. And anyone can sign the fuck up and go over to wherever they need and do the work. What's so difficult about that? Instead, what we've done is we're like, we'll let the corporations do that. And you guess what? The corporations aren't doing that. In fact, they're exasperating the fucking problem. Climate change? Shit, we need corporate change as well.
The idea that we're moving towards lower employment.
Not that I do believe in climate change. Not that you get me. Not a fucking idiot.
Is a myth. We've faked lower employment through extremely extractive, exploitative, polluting, and unsustainable business practices. And second,
we faked unemployment. Maybe he's saying someone else said that. Hopefully he's not saying that. Because that would be kind of dumb.
Giving a talk at Uber. And I was talking to them about the problems with their business model and how they're putting all these drivers out of work. And here they are, these freelancers working for the company, basically training the algorithms that will be replacing them, you know, without any profit participation in the end game company. And one of the guys got up and basically quoted back to me a passage from my own book, Throwing Rocks at the Google Bus, where he said, well, what about universal basic income? And when I heard it coming out of their mouths, I realized...
He said, my pearls! That's what he did. He said, what the fuck? This man touched my pearls! That's what the fuck he said. He pretty much... This dude literally... Well, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Let's see what he says to the other guy who said, well, they're taking all our jobs and everything's being replaced with automation. Maybe we should, Try some universal basic income or something like that. Let's see his response. No! No! You go work for a different corporation until you're fucking 84. You do it. You get 65 and you go live in a homeless shelter. You go do it.
Oh, so universal basic income isn't just a way to help people have the money they need to survive and have time to innovate and come up with other solutions. It's becoming an excuse for companies like Uber to not pay a living wage to their workers. You know,
I don't even know how the fuck you can even get to that conclusion. It's becoming an excuse, right? How can it become an excuse when we don't have universal basic income? How can they point to that and be like, well, we're gonna do, you know what's happening? They're starting to use he literally just said, what's the problem? They're starting to use automation, and the problem is people are losing their jobs, factory workers, truckers, all the shit that deals with machines, where people grab, the machines are near fucking people, and the machines are starting to do the fucking jobs, and now people are losing their purpose. I have purpose. I'm the secular atheist, shit. You know, I really don't like religion, you know, and I have a lot of purpose, and I'm not going to tell any of my purpose is a purpose personal. I'm meant to be a sex machine. Anyway, the fucking, he literally told what the problem was. Automation is happening, and it's going to happen no matter what you do. But he said, oh, the problem is the corporations are they're pointing towards the automation. But he says they're pointing towards UBI, and that's what's breaking everything. But the problem with that is UBI is literally the solution to automation. I know that dude who asked that question in the place was like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? I know he was very confused.
You know, so what's the idea? Oh, we'll get the government to print more money to give it to workers for them to spend with us. So what really happens? What is universal basic income? It's just a way of perpetuating our roles as consumers at the bottom of the pyramid, not as owners. If we're going to go to anything, I would say, what about universal basic asset?
Well, wait, so you can't. Well, yeah, he's right. That's what I said in the very beginning. If we were to do universal basic income, we would need to give people housing first before we were even to start on that, because immediately what America would do, and I shouldn't say America, corporate America, they would immediately take advantage of universal basic income. They would exasperate the housing market. A bunch of stuff would be exasperated because they'll look and go, oh, we can rob those poor people. Yeah, they would do that. But if a lot of these markets are going up in the air, they're going in the thin air, you know, trucking and a lot of stuff, man. So essentially, we won't have any choice but to go over to this universal basic income. The solution to the other problem, them trying to fuck everyone, you know, capitalize off everyone, is to give everyone their own homes. That's my thing. Now, he's saying asset, give people shit. That's what he's saying. Give them a car. Nah, I don't think that'll help too much. Car in the winter with no heat, you're going to fucking die. So, I mean, I look at it. We need to work on needs, right? That's what they say, right?
Assets. What about actual participation? What if the workers owned the means of production? So you don't just give them a handout so that the money ends up in the same corporate coffers and going into the same shares. That's not the point. What universal basic income does, if you look at the whole model, is allows the people who own the lion's share of our world to own more and more of it. We just print.
Dude, they're going to do that either way. They currently already own all of it. Did you not realize what you're saying? He's like, man, the rich are going to get richer. We can't stop. We can't, you know, make the poor people rich because the rich is going to get richer. But it's kind of like, we need regulations in capitalism that are not set there whatsoever. And then UBI, I really don't get how he reached his conclusion from his premise as well. I don't understand how he got down to, we're going to, oh, fucking shit. I don't know how he got down to, he literally mentioned fucking, what did they say? Socialism? They call it socialism. The workers own the means of production. That's what he said, right? That's what socialism means, I believe. I'm not sure. I'm using Chud knowledge for this part. He's saying no means of production, workers own the means of production and all that. But at the same time, he's saying fuck UBI. So it's very confusing as to where this dude is. Maybe he's very, very center. That's what it sounds like. He's very in the center. But one of those is pretty much going to happen. Let's let him finish, and then we're going to cut out because there's someone breakdancing in the next room.
Print more money and more of it goes up to the top. That's not the way to get long-term equity. Sure.
I like how you said, I like how you say it, but you don't give an example, or you don't say how it happened or nothing. You get me? I gave more disposition correcting you than you did in your own fucking video. Anyway, that's enough shit for today. My breath smells like poop too. Oh God, it's contagious. Anyway, if you're watching this, your breath smells like shit too, probably. And tune in to the Secular Atheist whenever you get a chance. And UBI for the win, bitch.